Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Saturday, April 13th. On today's show, a Boeing-backed startup is set to open the world's largest facility that turns seawater into alternative fuel, while 11 startups are predicted to launch IPOs this year. Plus, API startup No Name Security nears a $500 million deal to sell itself to Akamai. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with a California startup called Aquatic that is testing an innovative new technology. This technology can simultaneously remove carbon dioxide from the ocean and atmosphere while producing hydrogen fuel. For more, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Startups. What can you tell us about this technology and how it works?
Aquatic's process is quite remarkable. It essentially kills two birds with one stone by pulling carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, out of both the air and ocean. Too much CO2 causes the Earth to overheat, so removing it is crucial. But the real kicker is that their system also generates hydrogen in the process, which can be used as a clean-burning alternative fuel.
That does sound promising. Hydrogen is often touted as a clean energy source, especially when produced using renewable power. How is Aquatic planning to scale this technology?
The company is currently building a new demonstration plant in Singapore. Once completed, this facility will have the capacity to capture around 3,650 metric tons of CO2 per year. At the same time, it will produce over 100 tons of hydrogen fuel annually. The key will be proving that the system can handle seawater, which is much harsher than the pure water used in testing so far.
What are some of the challenges Aquatic will need to overcome as they look to commercialize this carbon removal and hydrogen production process?
The biggest hurdle is the high upfront capital costs for these types of systems, especially in the early stages. Before companies will invest, Aquatic needs to demonstrate that their technology is resilient and can handle the rigors of real-world conditions using seawater as the input. If they can prove it out in Singapore, it could open the door to wider adoption.
It will certainly be interesting to follow Aquatic's progress with this first-of-its-kind plant. By combining carbon removal with clean hydrogen production, it sounds like they may be onto something innovative. Speaking of innovation, despite challenging market conditions, experts predict that 11 startups are likely to transition to initial public offerings, or IPOs, this year. These companies have demonstrated resilience and robust growth, with investor interest remaining high despite financial uncertainty in global markets. For more, we turn to our correspondent. So tell us, what challenges has the IPO market faced recently?
Well, David, 2021 saw some high-profile IPOs from startups like Roblox, UiPath, and Rivian that initially generated a lot of buzz. But their stock performance dipped along with a broader trend of declining investor confidence in IPOs. Rising interest rates and a shortage of venture capital investments have also created financial hurdles for newly public companies.
But it seems the IPO market has shown some resilience in 2024, despite those headwinds, right? What does the data show?
That's right. The picture is mixed but encouraging. IPO volume decreased by 7% so far this year, but the capital raised from those offerings actually increased by the same percentage to $23.7 billion. We've seen some notable IPOs like Reddit, Instacart, Klaviyo, and especially Arm, which has seen impressive growth since going public.
So even with fewer IPOs, the amount of money generated is still growing. What startups are expected to go public this year in this environment?
Using data from PitchBook, machine learning models, and startup databases, experts have identified 11 top contenders likely to IPO in 2024. Cloud AI startup Databricks leads the pack, having raised $4.8 billion at a $43 billion valuation. Other notables include SpaceX, which could exceed a $100 billion valuation, Indian e-commerce giant Flipkart at $35 billion, as well as UiPath, GitLab, Discord, and Chime.
It will definitely be fascinating to watch those potential IPOs unfold despite the market uncertainty. Thank you for that analysis. Now, shifting gears to the world of cybersecurity, Startup Noname Security is reportedly in advanced talks to sell itself to Akamai Technologies for $500 million, according to a person familiar with the deal. Noname, which protects APIs, has raised $220 million from venture investors and was last valued at $1 billion in 2021. For more, we're joined by our startup and venture capital correspondent. What can you tell us about Noname Security and this potential acquisition?
Noname Security was co-founded in 2020 by Oz Golan and Shay Levi. While headquartered in Palo Alto, the company has Israeli roots. Noname has developed technology to secure application programming interfaces, or APIs, which have become an increasingly critical area for cybersecurity as more software and services rely on APIs to share data and functionality. The company has gained traction, counting major enterprises among its customer base.
The $500 million acquisition price is a significant discount from Noname's last private valuation of $1 billion in late 2021. What does this say about the current market environment for startup valuations and exits?
The deal reflects the dramatic shift in the venture capital and startup ecosystem over the past year. Many companies that raised capital at sky-high valuations in 2021 have seen those valuations slashed as the U.S. Federal Reserve raised interest rates and the economic outlook darkened. While a 50% haircut is steep, the fact that the deal is all cash and will provide a return to early investors shows that there is still demand for high-growth technology startups, albeit at more modest prices. The valuation of around 15 times annual recurring revenue is still healthy for a company at this stage.
Noname had reportedly been trying to raise additional private funding earlier this year at a lower valuation. Why might they have ultimately decided to sell instead?
Many later-stage venture investors are eager for liquidity after more than a year of a frozen IPO market. Down rounds can also be unpalatable, adding complexity to the cap table. As a result, many startups are pursuing dual-track processes, seeking either additional funding or an outright sale in parallel. With the IPO window still largely closed, the M&A route can be attractive, allowing VCs and founders to get liquidity now rather than waiting for an uncertain exit timeline. The fact that a major public company like Akamai is the buyer also provides a level of validation for the business and technology.
If the deal goes through, what will it mean for Noname's roughly 200 employees?
The expectation is that Noname's team would transition over to Akamai. Acquisitions by large strategic buyers often provide good outcomes for employees with the ability to continue working on the product and technology with greater resources and stability. Of course, until the deal actually closes, nothing is guaranteed, but this seems like a positive outcome overall for the Noname team, especially compared to the widespread layoffs happening across the tech industry.
The Noname Akamai negotiations are the latest sign that 2023 could be a very active year for private technology M&A, even if valuations are lower than the recent peak. We'll be tracking this trend closely in the months ahead. Thanks for the insights today. Shifting gears to another innovative technology, a California startup called Aquatic is testing a new approach that can simultaneously remove carbon dioxide from the ocean and atmosphere while producing hydrogen fuel. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So how exactly does Aquatic's technology work?
Aquatic's process essentially kills two birds with one stone. It pulls carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, out of both the air and ocean. This is important because excess CO2 causes the Earth to overheat. At the same time, the process generates hydrogen, which is a clean-burning fuel alternative when produced using renewable energy.
And Aquatic is now building a plant to scale up this technology, correct? What kind of impact could it have?
That's right. The company is constructing a new facility in Singapore to test its carbon removal process at a larger scale. Once operational, this plant is expected to capture about 3,650 metric tons of CO2 annually. That's equivalent to taking nearly 800 cars off the road for a year. It will also produce over 100 tons of clean hydrogen fuel.
Impressive. But there must be some challenges in scaling up a complex chemical process like this. What hurdles does Aquatic still need to overcome?
One key test will be seeing how the system performs with seawater. Up until now, Aquatic has been using pure water in its process, but seawater is much harsher and more corrosive. Given the high upfront costs of building these plants, the technology needs to prove it can be resilient and hold up under real-world marine conditions over the long run. The Singapore facility will put that to the test.
It will certainly be interesting to follow Aquatic's progress. Removing carbon from the environment while creating clean hydrogen fuel could be a powerful tool in the fight against climate change if it can be scaled up. Thanks for the update. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.